So, a new crisis at Stormont. The First Minister, Peter Robinson, says he will ask the Northern Ireland Secretary of State to intervene if it is proved that the Provisional IRA were involved in Kevin McGuigan Sr.'s murder. Mr. McGuigan was shot dead at his home in East Belfast last week. The police have said they believe Provisional IRA members were involved in the murder. They're not prepared to speculate as to whether the command structure of the IRA sanctioned the murder. How on earth would a command structure exist if we've all been told the IRA's gone away? How on earth could there even be a line of inquiry into whether the Provisional IRA did this murder if they're not supposed to exist? And what does that mean to you, the citizens of Northern Ireland? 03030 80 55 55. We are going to hear from Gerry Kelly from Sinn Féin in a moment or two. The DUP's Gregory Campbell is with us this morning. Well, I'm asking Gregory what it means to citizens in Northern Ireland. What does this mean to you?
Well, it's obviously an exceptionally serious development, Stephen. Let's not beat about the bush. You know, a senior police officer has indicated that a member of the Provisional IRA, he believes, was involved in a murder. That's the bottom line. Now, as you said in the intro, and I was saying last night and this morning on various channels, that means that the Provisional IRA as an organisation in some form is still functioning.
Are you surprised by that?
No, I'm not surprised that members of the Provisional IRA are still about and are still obviously going about whatever business they do. But I need to hear, and we all need to hear, from the Chief Constable, who has the information from a variety of sources, what the status is of that organisation. Because remember, we're not, you know, and I know people keep on saying about what Gerry Kelly said unequivocally and Martin McGuinness said about being criminals. None of that is relevant in the context of what the security forces say their analysis is of the Provisional IRA. Gerry Kelly said yesterday that no Republicans were involved in these murders, definitively and unequivocally. How does he know that unless he knows who were involved in the killing? How can he say no Republicans were involved in those killings unless he knows who did do the killing?
Well, so you say you're not surprised that there are members of the IRA about. Would you be surprised if the IRA still had some type of structure?
Well, we need to hear that from the Chief Constable.
Yeah, but would you be surprised? What's been your take on it over recent years?
Well, in recent years, I have not seen evidence of a functioning Provisional IRA organisation. And I don't know if anyone else has. If they have, I haven't heard them refer to it. I haven't heard anyone refer to a fully functioning Provisional IRA organisation.
So you don't believe the IRA exists either, Gregory?
Well, you're trying to put words in my mouth. I want to hear from the Chief Constable what his analysis is of the organisation, which an officer of the police service in Northern Ireland indicated yesterday was still functioning. I want to hear that from the Chief Constable. That's the key question now.
The DUP, many, many times over recent years, in your manifesto, so we've read through all the manifesto, 2007, 2008, right the way through. You know, 2007 manifesto, getting it right, just weeks before the historic power-sharing deal with Sinn Féin, Ian Paisley Sr. said the DUP had, quote, required Republicans to give up their weapons and all paramilitary and criminal activity before they could enter government. Peter Robinson, 2008, the unionist community needs to be convinced by the Republican leadership that the IRA is out of business for good. And that was him talking about the DUP's terms for devolution of policing and justice. Geoffrey Donaldson, 2012, there was no evidence of the Provisional IRA being active. So you have told the people that vote for you that the only basis on which you were getting into that executive, power-sharing executive with Sinn Féin, was because the IRA had gone. If they haven't, you've been duped.
Yes, and your question is?
What would you have to do?
Well, Stephen, the basis on which the imperfect system that we have, and it is imperfect, and we said at the time it was, but the basis upon which we entered into this system was that every single political party who would form the executive, potentially would form the executive, would have to commit to supporting the courts, the rule of law, and the police. Now, every party did that. Now, we then had to say, right, do we actually believe Sinn Féin? Do we believe them? So that was why we made some of the requirements that you've alluded to down through those years. Now, everybody, including us, knew that it would be a period of time before we could establish definitively, insofar as anyone can establish these things definitively, whether the Provisional IRA had left the stage, to use this cliche that has now become overworked. And, you know, it becomes clear from yesterday, if what we are hearing is accurate, that the Provisional IRA in 2015 haven't left the stage. That's what we need to know. Because if that is the case, and there is a functioning Provisional IRA active in Northern Ireland, and they have a political wing called Sinn Féin, and they do get votes, we can't deny that they get votes, but they don't get the credence of being in government because they have definitively departed from violence and support for corruption of the rule of law. They don't do that. And that system of government built on that premise several years ago is no longer in existence. It cannot be.
If that is the case. You often said as it is on this programme. So here's the question to you this morning. Do you think you've been duped?
Well, when you say duped, you infer that we believed one thing and now the reality is something different.
Precisely. So you boasted, your party boasted that you'd achieved the end of the IRA. Do you think you've been duped?
No, I don't think there's anybody who said we'd seen the end of the IRA.
You said last night in Newsline that the IRA had been defeated.
That's right.
Do you think you've been duped?
No. Whether the IRA engaged in killing on the streets of Belfast several weeks ago, or next week, or next year, they have still been defeated because the IRA came into existence for one purpose and one purpose only. And in that purpose, they have signally failed.
But the terms of a deal, Gregory, was an end to all IRA activity. Again, I'm looking through previous DUP manifesto. Now the DUP leads unionism. Achievements included IRA forced to be decommissioned. Well, if that's the IRA and not killing, then they've got weapons. They weren't forced to decommission. If. Total end to IRA paramilitary activity, says the DUP.
Now you're making an assumption now, Stephen, that any weapon that was used in the recent killing was a weapon that was about 15 years ago. You're making an assumption there, and I don't think you have any evidence to make that assumption.
I guess I want to come back. I really do want to establish what you think, because you've been around a long time. Do you think the IRA is still in existence?
Well, I mean, you're asking me, do I think? Whether I think it or not, I heard what a senior police officer said yesterday. That's the relevant point. Well, what I think about that, I have to then establish from the chief constable, from the most senior sources within the police in Northern Ireland, what is the substantial information and evidence they have about the existence of an organisation called the Provisional IRA. What is that organisation in terms of today? What are they now? We know what they were. We know what they stopped doing. But what are they now? That's the key question, because that question determines the action that then follows. We've got to get that information from the chief constable.
What evidence do you actually need? Because you've had the word of Detective Superintendent Kevin Geddes. It's his assessment and it is his belief that people who are, not were, are members of the IRA were involved in this murder. So it's his belief that the IRA killed this man. So that you've got the evidence. So what more do you need?
Yeah. Well, that was a statement that Mr. Geddes read out yesterday, obviously a pre-prepared script.
Precisely.
Now, we need now to go to the chief constable, and we're making arrangements for that today, to establish what the functionality is of the Provisional IRA in August 2015.
But the functionality, according to the police, Gregory, sorry to interrupt, but the functionality, according to the police, is that members of the IRA killed a man on the streets of Belfast. So why do you need to ask the chief constable to say that again? You've got it.
No. What we know is what the police said yesterday, that a person who was involved in the Provisional IRA, they believe, was involved in this killing. That's clear. That much is clear. Now, the situation doesn't stop there. You don't then say, right, that's we can draw conclusions from that. We now have to establish from the Chief Constable, given the seriousness of what was said yesterday and the seriousness that flows from the murder.
But he would have sanctioned, the Chief Constable would have sanctioned what was said yesterday.
Yes,
so the Chief Constable believes that members of the IRA were involved in this murder.
Yes, and we now need to get from that same Chief Constable his analysis of the Provisional IRA as a functioning entity. What is it? What does he believe it to be in 2015?
Yeah, but Gregory, let's look at the detail of the words from the police, because every word that was said yesterday in that pre-prepared statement from that detective superintendent would have been checked and rechecked. We both know that, right? So when the police service, in other words, when the Chief Constable, you know, the Chief Constable didn't say it, but he would have sanctioned it. There's no doubt about that. So when he is saying that it is the police assessment that people who are members of the IRA were involved in this murder, we'll even look at the term members of, Gregory. That gives you the police assessment that the IRA is a unit that you can be a member of. You can't be a member of a non-existent organisation.
Yes, well, what you're doing, Stephen, is you're formulating in your own way questions that we've already determined we need to put to the Chief Constable.
But why are you asking him? He's told you that there are members of the IRA. In other words, the IRA exists. Members of the IRA. You can't belong to nothing.
Yeah, but the point is, Stephen, where does that take us in terms of that organisation?
Does it matter? If the IRA exists, it doesn't matter what it is or isn't doing. It shouldn't exist at all.
Well, Stephen, what we need to do is get clarity from the Chief Constable. That's what we need to get. Okay. And we need to get it urgently, and we need to get it as quickly and efficiently as possible
and
from
I understand that
organisation.
And I do understand that. Where's the bar set here for the DUP? Are there any circumstances in which you would tolerate, the DUP would tolerate, staying in government with Sinn Féin if the IRA still existed? So is there any bar? Does it matter what the IRA were and weren't doing? Would you tolerate them existing if they were or were not involved in certain activity, for example?
Stephen, we were prepared and are prepared to involve ourselves in government with anybody who commits to exclusively peaceful means to get votes, right? That was a criteria, that was a bar, if you like, many years ago, which we set. Many people indicated that that bar probably wouldn't be reached. The Sinn Féin, because of their history and baggage, wouldn't be able to reach it. We said, no, they have to reach it because that's a prerequisite for getting into government. If they have fallen below that bar, then there is no government for them to belong to.
Finally,
it is as simple as that.
Finally, Martin McGuinness couldn't have been more... Okay, this is the final point. You will want to respond to this. Martin McGuinness couldn't be more clear in his condemnation. So even if there is an IRA link, the Deputy First Minister, a former commander of the IRA, a senior member of Sinn Féin, is condemning this and he's supporting the police hunting down the killers. So you should be applauding Martin McGuinness this morning.
You shouldn't have to applaud somebody for doing the right thing. That lawbreakers should be brought to justice. Everybody should recommend that. Everyone should be supporting the police and bringing killers to justice. You know, it shouldn't be a matter of requiring a round of applause when you do it. But no, let's set to one side comments, tweets, statements by Sinn Féin. We need to get to the nub of this issue from the Chief Constable himself about the status of the Provisional IRA today.
Okay, Gregory Campbell, thank you very much indeed.